From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
And welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Today, I think some of the things that we're going to be discussing with you will astound you. They certainly did me. The first one, anti-Semitism or hatred of the Jews, finds renewed vehemence around the world. And at the G20 conference coming up very, very soon, Russia to pitch new global currency. That's what they're going to talk about there, and we'll be discussing all of that and so much more from our global headlines. Jews in South America, uneasy anti-Semitic tone is sharper, and the vandals target synagogues, and anti-Semitism finds renewed vehemence across the world. And radio chip coming soon to your driver's license. Now, you remember, Jack has talked about this. It's coming very, very soon to some states in Michigan, our very state here. Now, let me just say, let's back up. How in the world is religion driving people away from God, Jack?
Because these preachers have nothing to say that's worthwhile. They refuse to stand on the Word of God and preach doctrine. That's why God wrote this book. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. And you can't hear about the doctrine of Christ, Christology, the doctrine of salvation, soteriology, and all the rest. And God will hold these churches responsible. And most of it is in the National Council of Churches where they won't preach the Bible. One guy said, I will never mention sin because it takes away self-esteem from the people. Why? Isn't that something? 613 times God mentioned sin and you won't preach it. You can't get saved unless you believe you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. These churches aren't preaching the born-again experience. I hear many of these people coming out of these churches and saying, oh, I don't believe in that nonsense about being born again. Then throw Jesus out of your church and the Bible with it. Why? It was Christ who said three times, John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then verse 7, you must be born again. Oh, but we don't preach that. Well, then you're not preaching the Bible. But let me say one more thing. Every time the word religion appears in the Bible, it's connected with corruption. And God has to use one verse, only one, to qualify what it's is real religion, and is James 1:27, pure religion. Oh, I tell you, we need an old-fashioned, Holy Spirit-empowered revival that'll make people genuinely born-again Christians. Too many of you are unconverted converts, and you know the theology, you know the technological terms, you know the hymns by memory. You need Jesus. That's the real thing, not religion.
The radio chip that's coming now, the privacy advocates are saying we've got to beware of some of the chips they're going to be putting into our license plates because the next step is into the body. Right, Jack?
Oh, Rexella. Recently, and Kissinger is a part of the Bilderberg movement, and they started in 1954 to work to create a new world order, a one world government. And at their recent meeting in Virginia, they laid out a plan whereby they would microchip the members of the world in the skin in the near future. Well, that's the Word of God. That's Revelation 13, verses 16 and 18. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. The infamous number used by rock groups, 666. And you find it in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, 15, 2, 16, 2, 19, 20, and 20, verse 4. And when that's here in existence, we're gone. The rapture will have occurred.
Love it when he gives us the scriptures and something to look forward to, the mess we have here on earth. All right, friends, I want to go on with some global headlines. This is truly something that burdens my heart. The Obama inauguration was an extravaganza, it was a history making, but what pressure! And on the new president, it doesn't stop. Where hope and history meet. But look what happened to the last president, paying the price for the presidency. Now that has to do, of course, with not the last one, but the one before, President Clinton. He started as a dark-haired man, ended up with very gray hair.
Same with Bush.
All right. Again, ambitious agenda has Obama appointees stretched thin and the cabinet short on managerial experience. It's true. And a dogfight over the rescue plan. They're arguing and saying, will it work? Won't work? Exactly what will happen? Now, let's take a look at a last president, FDR, a long time ago, not so fast. FDR was a great leader, but his economic plan isn't one to follow, according to this journalist. Once again, Obama's Iran crisis. And Barack and Afpakia, they have put together their two words, Afghanistan and Pakistan. Once again, Obama's missile tests, the administration waivers on defenses in Europe. That's a very serious one there. And Russia eyes heavy bomber bases in Latin America. I could not believe this one. Let's go on again with Russia. Russia weighs Cuba, Venezuela, bases. And at G20, Kremlin to pitch new currency. Now, this has to do with international institutions issuing currency, but there's going to be another meeting, G20, and it has to do with what, Jack?
The New World Order in May. It's coming.
All right, let's go on here. The Middle East, hopeful Obama will help bring peace to the region. Now, can you see where everybody's looking to Obama to do an awful lot, not just here in the United States, but globally? And Jack, it is astounding.
What
where we're
a
going.
Day to be alive, Rexella. Now, I mentioned this last week, and I want to repeat it. We talk about this world leader who will head up the New World Order. Now, listen to me carefully. All of you have heard that there'll be a leader coming out of the Western world, Revelation 13:1, who will have control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. That's global government. And he devours the whole world in Daniel 7:23. But have you ever heard the term the four horsemen of the apocalypse? We call it the book of Revelation as a Protestant version, but the Roman Catholic Rheims Doyer version calls it the apocalypse. So when they're talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, they're talking about the four different riders. Now, we're going to discuss that in the light of the New World Order. The first rider on a white horse symbolizes peace. He wants to be like Christ who comes on a white horse in Revelation 19, verse 11. And when Christ comes at that moment, the first thing he does is put a stop to those who are destroying the world and destroying the earth in Revelation 11, verse 18. And he comes as the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, 6. And of his government and peace, there'll be no end, Isaiah 9, 7. And then we find that he's going to judge the world, and they're going to beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and they'll learn war no more, Isaiah 2, verse 4. So this one who comes on this white horse duplicating Christ, he comes in peaceably, Daniel 11, 21, enters in peaceably, Daniel 11, 24, and makes a peace contract for 7 years with the Israelis, Arabs, and the nations of the world. For how long? 7 years, Daniel 9:27. All right?
Right, right. Now, since there are four horsemen of the apocalypse, let's go on to the next one. You just talked about the white one. How about the red one, Jack?
I believe that has to do with Russia, and Gog of Magog could be Putin in the very near future. I mean, what they're doing now is unbelievable. They are trying to put up bases in Cuba and Venezuela to attack us, and in Kaliningrad to attack the European Union. We're going to have a lot of trouble with Russia in the future, so Obama, be careful how you deal with this man, as you were warned in some of these headlines. Now, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2 mentions Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. Rosh is still in the headlines of Israeli papers as Russia for America. And they battle a war in the latter years and the latter days, Ezekiel 38, verses 8 and 16, which, of course, is Armageddon of Revelation 16, 16. And we know it's Russia that's doing it because these cities are located in that land named already. But there's something special they do in Ezekiel 38, 11. It said, I will go up against them that are at rest, that are at peace. Rider on the white horse put the peace program into existence. Now he says, I'm going to go against them that are at peace. You know, there was no Israel for 2,534 years until May 14, 1948. So this is for our day. And Russia's defeated in Joel chapter 2, verse 3, as she comes down with the fire, atomic warfare, and is pushed back to Siberia, verse 20, and finally the prophet sees blood, fire, pillars of smoke as he's pushed back. But you know, they have the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is China and Russia working together, so China makes the second move with the leftover armies of Russia, and they come through the area of the Euphrates River, where our troops are stationed right now. Imagine. And that's Revelation 16, 12, the Eastern armies, China, India, North Korea, whoever. And as they come to the Middle East, they stop in the area of Iraq. And Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18, pictures the war there. Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of mankind. That's the Oriental armies, a third part of mankind. How do they do it? With an army of 200 million, verse 16 of the ninth chapter. Verse 18 says, by these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. So we have the white horse rider who brought in peace, the rider on the red horse who takes it away.
Whew, how up to date the Bible is, right? Well, there are two more horsemen, and Jack, we're running out of time here. I'm going to give them both together, the black and the pale.
Okay, the rider on the black horse produces hunger, starvation, and economic disaster, catastrophe. And it's going on right now. We're seeing the beginnings of it. And in Revelation chapter 18, verse 10, it says, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour she made desolate. And that's why the angel in Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6 is crying out, a measure of wheat for a penny, a measure of wheat for a penny. A measure was 16 ounces, and a penny was a day's wages. We're seeing it happening before our eyes, and the rider on that fourth horse, a green, sickly-looking horse, sees all kinds of pestilences inundating the world, viruses, disease that takes a 1/4 of human beings. And in recent days, they tell us 25 different animals and fowl of the air produced new diseases. So it's all here. And what does it mean? It means that the Lord Jesus is coming. This is the pattern of the New World Order that's going to be here. It's exciting, it's shocking, but it means that we're living in the last hours, and the next thing we're going to hear is, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we'll go home to be with Jesus and escape this mess. So sleep well today, because you're going to be gone soon.
Oh, you know, friends, the world has never seen the four horsemen ride before, and now they are. We need to be ready. Are you ready if the Lord came today? Would you be ready if he came this moment? You can be. Jack, show us how we can be ready.
Oh, I love this book. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved for time and for eternity. Will you do it? Lord Jesus, you died for me. What a Savior. What love. God. You, Jesus, God, laying down your life to wash away my sins. I accept what you did. And today I receive you into my heart as my own Savior. Through your blood, wash me, cleanse me, save me. In Jesus' name I pray this, Lord, your name. Amen.
Amen. I love that prayer. Did you pray it? Wash me, cleanse me, save me. How wonderful to be rid of anything that you don't want in your life. Drugs, alcohol, whatever. The Lord will wash that away and He'll help you to live for Him. And you'll be ready. Congratulations if you prayed that prayer. Write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet absolutely free. First steps in a new direction. The Lord wants to walk with you and give you peace in this troubled, troubled world. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Oh, go to our website, will you please? You know, you can see this program again, and there it is, jvim.com. We're always there for you. And let me leave you, please, with a very wonderful, wonderful thought. I said I'd be giving you some of my favorites. Because God is with us, we need not fear what lies ahead of us. Oh, how good to trust in Him. We're going to look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember how much God loves you. You don't have to fear what lies ahead when He's with you, when He's in your heart. So keep looking up. Remember, He loves you, and so do we, so very, very much. God bless you. Until then, next time.